Your reaction to today's 3-0 win here at Windsor Park, David?
Really pleased. Coming into a derby game, form goes out the window. The players were made aware of that before the game, that, you know, this was Glen Torn's probably last chance at Windsor to cause a little bit of an upset. Looks as if they are going to make the top six in the split, so we will have to go back to the Oval and hopefully we can turn them over.
You'd have taken 3-0, 3 points, a clean sheet before the start, wouldn't you?
Certainly would have done. And I think the amount of chances we've created, not only in the first half of set plays and a couple of little half chances, the ones in the second half, I think 3-0 justified the scoreline, if I'm being honest. Glen Torn came into the game as we knew we would, as they would in the second half, with a couple of half chances and without ever really threatening us. But I think we ran out deserve it winners.
First goal in these sort of games is crucial, and Ross came fairly calmly in front of the Glen Torn supporters too, tucked that away nicely, didn't he?
Yeah, he took it well, as he did last week. So he's got, again, I said last week, he's got a little bit of a swagger about him. Not too sure about the stop-start run-up. You know, it's all right when it goes in. You stop-start run-up and you miss, you look a bit foolish, but he tucked it away, thankfully, and gives a good start on the game.
The second goal, I don't know if you were aware, was a special one. It was the 100th for the season, and Burnsy took it away nicely, taking advantage of a wee slip-up at the back on their side.
He certainly did, and Burnsy certainly got that. And again, probably Burnsy, as all footballers, you're disappointed when you don't start. I just thought something different today. But he comes on, he makes an impact, and you know, scored a big goal for us.
It's a good landmark, 100 for the season. You know, we didn't get 100 last season, so we're 100 with still about 10 games to go.
Yeah. No, you ask the defenders, they'll be saying it doesn't matter if we get 100 or 200 or 50, it doesn't really matter as long as they keep clean sheets. But with the players we have and attacking options, Michael obviously got his first start today in the league, did okay. We'll get better and get stronger and you know, improve for that. So I was pleased to get, you know, Batesy coming on, Paul Smith not here, Andy Waterworth nearly 29 goals this year. So you know, it's good attacking options. If we keep clean sheets, we can certainly win games.
And the goals are throughout the team, aren't they? I mean, Ross Gaynor got two today. The second goal was another quality strike there at the end.
Yeah, he took it well. Tucked it away convincingly. And I say, I think 3-0, certainly more than we deserve today. I think we're playing our chances. We were on top of the game, I thought, probably 60-70% of the game, and ran out deserving winners.
It was standout performances throughout the team. The man of the match award today went to Sean Ward, so it wasn't just the strikers or the defenders, it was throughout the team that were standout performances.
Yeah, no, it was good. And Jamie and Sean have been doing well in there, and again, some of the players who don't play, you know, Stephen Lurie is back. I was pleased to get him a few minutes, get him back involved today. David Key's in the round with midfielders, and again, lads are disappointed, and I keep saying the players in there, they're disappointed when you don't play, but get behind the players, respect my decision on the team that I'm going to play and the players I'm going to play. And if I keep getting results, you know, somewhere along the line I have to be patient, and when their opportunity does come, which it will come, that, you know, we're all on long-term contracts now, and hopefully when the chance comes, you know, they're ready to step in.
Big crowd, you sent the blue men home happy today, didn't you?
It's a great feeling when you send them blue men home happy, because they were brilliant again today, as they have been. A big crowd of them there today. Credit to Glen Torn supporters who turned up again. I think it was over 1,000 of them, but our Linfield supporters have been brilliant, and you know, they create a good atmosphere, especially the young boys, the young passionate supporters. They create an atmosphere which the rest can you know, can feed off, and so they went home happy today. But it's hopefully about sending them home happy come May time. That's when I'll be pleased.
It's a special ground, and it's starting to feel like home again. We're back in our changing rooms, we're back in our offices. It's starting to feel like home again, this place, isn't it?
It is, and it'll always be. And people can say what they want about what they want to call this, what they want to name it, but for me and all the blue men and everybody else, even me, you know, it's always been Windsor Park. I wanted to play at Windsor Park since I was 6-7 years old, coming to watch Northern Ireland here play, watching Linfield. So, you know, now to be manager, it's, you know, it's a fantastic privilege, it's an honour. And, you know, Windsor Park is and always will be the home of Linfield Football Club, and it is looking so much better. The pitch could be improved a little bit, which I think it will do over time. But we're in our offices now, it feels like home again. And, you know, the longer we keep going winning games, hopefully the more supporters we get, the better for the club.
And it's a special weekend for the club as well. It's the 130th anniversary of this club. You met John Peden during the week, who was a special guest today. He played for Man United and Linfield in Ireland. and he was here today. Nice to send him away. Happy memories of the 130th anniversary, isn't it?
It's always nice to send people away, especially when they're special guests. And we've had a number of special guest ex-players and stuff been special guests here over the time that I've been here. And it's always it's a nice reminder, especially me now in charge and as manager, to send these people home happy. The memories that they had playing for this great club, and hopefully, it's been too long since we've had the success here, and hopefully in my time, however long it is here, that we're going to be successful.
Next week's now where your attention turns to, and we'll go to Solitude with a lot more confidence after last week's result, won't we?
I certainly hope so, and this week's result. So it's always pleasing when you win and some of the other teams drop points. You can't always rely on that happening, but it's nice when you come in and the players can feed off that. Again, it gives them a little bit of a lift coming off the back of a 3-0 win. Other teams have dropped points. So we'll go to Cliftonville next week. I'm sure they'll have the bit between their teeth, not winning today. Us beating them last week. And if we do our jobs properly, match them up with the desire and the attitude that you need to play for Linfield, and we do our jobs, hopefully we'll come away with another big result.
That's to play for over the rest of the season, isn't it? In the league and in the cup, obviously, with a semi-final coming up now in a few weeks' time.
Yeah, and the players are aware of that they're not so much playing now for their future, because a lot of them have signed sort of contracts leading into next year, so they're playing now for to get ourselves into Europe, the challenge for league titles, to put ourselves in the Irish Cup final, the showpiece final of the year. And if we knuckle down and do our jobs properly in the games that we play and the training that we put on, hopefully we can have a little bit of success at the end of it.
Thanks for a great 3-0 result here today and last week, and hopefully more of the same to come over the coming weeks of the season.
Yes, sir,
well done for giving everybody a great weekend today.
Cheers, Andy. Good man.